Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. Helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, thanks for joining us here on Studio Classroom. Anne-Marie, do you like going on vacation?
I love going on vacation. It's a great time to relax and maybe see something I haven't seen before.
Well, today we're talking about one popular way that a lot of people like to travel when they're on vacation that doesn't create a lot of stress.
We are talking all about all-inclusive resorts, friends, and we will talk about some of those terms later as we get into our lesson.
That's right. This lesson is called One Price for Everything.
One Price for Everything. Why all-inclusive resorts are all the rage for travelers. Envision sun-soaked mornings, breakfast by the pool, and a day swimming, relaxing, or trying something new, all without pulling out your credit card. That's the magic of all-inclusive resorts, a vacation option designed to keep things easy, fun, and stress-free.
Everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 envision 这个动词，它是名词 ，vision 加上自首 en， 意思呢是想象或展望。譬如 ，She envisioned a small cafe where neighbors could relax and feel welcome. 她设想有一家小咖啡馆，让邻居们能在那里放松身心，感到宾至如归。与 envision 相关的一个动词是 visualize。是形容词 visual 加上字尾 ize， 意思是想象或使形象化。譬如 ，The bus driver tried to visualize the route before driving through the unfamiliar town。公车司机在驶入这座陌生的城镇前，试着在脑海中想象行驶路线。Visualize 的名词是 visualization， 意思是视觉化、形象化。譬如。The therapist used visualization techniques to help clients stay calm during exams. 这位治疗师运用视觉化技巧，协助病人在检查过程中保持镇定。
Sometimes traveling is not relaxing, but very stressful. There are so many things to plan and book.But not if you travel this way.
Not at all. This is a very special way to travel. We read here why all-inclusive resorts are all the rage for travelers. Already there are so many things we can talk about there.
Yes, let's start off with what are we talking about? What is an all-inclusive resort? Well, if something is all-inclusive, it includes everything.Here in this case, that's food, drinks, activities, and it's all in one price.
Here's an example. The all-inclusive resort had meals and fun for everyone. Here's the next question, friends. What is a resort?
All right. A resort is a place for vacation. It's kind of like a hotel, but much bigger.And it might have lots of other fun things to do, like activities and swimming pools.
Yeah, many people love beach resorts in the summer. It's a great place for a vacation.
Okay, there's one more thing in this sentence. So, all-inclusive resorts are all the rage. If something is all the rage, it's very popular or trendy.Right now.
And it's not just about resorts. Other things can be all the rage as well. For example, eco-friendly bags are all the rage this year.
All right, so if you go to one of these all-inclusive resorts, you just pay one time and you get everything included, everything you need. Envision sun-soaked mornings, breakfast by the pool, and a day swimming, relaxing, or trying something new.
Yeah, all without pulling out your credit card. Now, these resorts aren't free. Let's learn more about that as we read on. That's the magic of all-inclusive resorts, a vacation option designed to keep things easy, fun, and stress-free.
Ooh, and that is what I want when I go on vacation. Of course, you're trying to get away from work and stress, but sometimes it's hard to do that when you're on vacation.
Yeah, let's talk about what that term means together, friends. Stress-free. This means that there's no worry or pressure.
Here's another example sentence. The trip was planned to be stress-free.
I'm going to get a good night's sleep tonight so my morning can be stress-free.
Right, and if you have to constantly pay for things or think a lot while you're on vacation, that could cause some stress.
Definitely. I think that vacations can actually be more stressful than real life, especially if they aren't planned well or if you're trying to do too much.
So an all-inclusive resort tries to simplify things as much as possible so you can just relax.
That's right. Well, friends, we have more to learn about this in our next section, so let's get on with our next reading right now.
One price for everything. All-inclusive resorts are hotels or resorts where most of the costs are bundled into one price. This usually includes the room, meals, snacks, drinks, entertainment, and a variety of activities. Some resorts also include airport transportation, kids programs, and water sports. Because so much is covered, guests can focus on enjoying their vacation instead of worrying about planning or budgeting.
Transportation 这个名词意思是运输或是交通系统，例如Public transportation connects small towns to cities, giving people better access to jobs. 大众运输连接小城镇与城市，让人们更容易获得工作机会。与 transportation 相关的是形容词 transportable, 意思是可搬运的、可移动的。譬如 The scientist designed a transportable lab setup that could be moved between research sites.这位科学家设计了一套可以搬运的实验设备，能够在不同的研究地点之间移动。如果去掉 transportable 字首的 T-R-A-N-S， 就会变成形容词 portable， 意思呢是指便于携带、徒手就可以移动的设备。譬如 ，Eric bought a portable phone charger so his phone wouldn't die during long trips.Eric 买了一个携带式的手机充电器，以免长途旅行时手机没电。
All right, we've said that these resorts are all inclusive. So what exactly is included?
Okay, let's find out in this next section together, friends. All inclusive resorts are hotels or resorts where most of the costs are bundled into one price.To understand what this means, we need to understand what bundled into means.
All right. This means that more than one thing is included together as a part of one package.
Here's another way you could use bundled into in a sentence. Flights and hotel are sometimes bundled into one deal.
Yeah, or sometimes you go to the grocery store and more than one thing is bundled into one package for one price.
Okay, so what are we talking about here with all-inclusive resorts? What's bundled in together?
Okay, let's talk about it. This usually includes the room, meals, snacks, drinks, entertainment, and a variety of activities.
One of those things we just saw, friends, was that word entertainment. Here we're talking about fun activities or shows for your enjoyment.
Yeah, there are many different kinds of entertainment offered at these resorts. One kind of entertainment might be the opportunity to take surfing classes or to go and see a movie.
Or maybe there's some type of special show during dinner that you can watch that is bundled into the price of the resort.
Yeah, so entertainment is all the fun things you get to do while you're there.
Exactly. Now we read on here, some resorts also include airport transportation, kids programs, and water sports.
All right, what are water sports? These are activities you do, of course, on or in the water. Things like swimming, surfing, or even water skiing.
Water sports are very popular at the beach. There are more things to do than just swim. You could surf or ski as well.
Yeah, I know other water sports are popular at lakes. That's popular where you're from, right, Anne-Marie?
It certainly is. You could go water skiing or boogie boarding. There's all kinds of different water sports you could do.
Absolutely, and these are fun to do on vacation. Well, because so much is covered, guests can focus on enjoying their vacation instead of worrying about planning or budgeting.
Budgeting. This is something that's really important for daily life and important for planning a trip. Budgeting is the idea of planning how much money you're going to spend very carefully. You're usually choosing an amount of money to spend on a certain thing.
And you're keeping track of how much you're spending on different things. Here's another example sentence. Good budgeting can help you save money for a future vacation. So, of course, you do need to budget your money if you're going to one of these resorts, but you only need to keep track of one number.
Yeah, and sometimes I do get a little stressed when I'm on vacation because I know I have a certain amount of money to spend on something like food. If I eat a really big meal or a really expensive meal the first day of vacation, I know I might not have enough for my meals later on in the trip. So just paying for everything up front all at once, that could be a really good option.
Right, you don't need to worry about your food, your activities, museums, it's all included. Friends, we're not quite done, but right now it is time to go and take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi friends, let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Pull out. Picture this, you're at the beach building the ultimate sand castle, but oops, your favorite shovel gets buried deep under a tower. You dig around, grab the handle, and pull it out triumphantly, sand flying everywhere. That satisfying tug to remove something from a tight or hidden spot, that's pull out in its classic form. Pull out means to remove or extract something by pulling, often from inside or underneath. It can be literal, like objects, or more figurative, like withdrawing from a situation. For example, she reached into her bag and pulled out a shiny new notebook for class. Or, after realizing she would lose the debate, she pulled out of the competition. Here are three more fun pull phrases. Pull through means to survive or recover from something tough, like an illness or a hard time. For example, after a long week of flu, he finally pulled through and was back to his energetic self. Pull over is what drivers do when they move to the side of the road and stop. For example, the police car flashed its lights, so Dad pulled over right away. Pull someone's leg means to joke or tease by telling something that's not true. For example, he said there was a giant spider in my shoe. It turns out he was just pulling my leg. I once tried to pull out a stuck drawer so hard, the whole dresser tipped over. Lesson learned.
gentle tugs first. These pull phrases show us how one little word can yank us into all kinds of situations. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
One price for everything. One major pro of all-inclusive resorts is convenience. Everything a person needs is in one place, which makes them especially popular with families, couples, and first-time travelers. Another advantage is cost control. Since you pay up front, it's easier to stick to a budget and avoid surprise expenses. However, there are also cons to consider. It is highly possible that guests may feel limited to the resort and not explore the local area as much as they might otherwise. Some people also feel the food or activities can become repetitive after a few days.
看 convenience 这个名词意思是便利方便之处，例如 For Alex, online banking is a convenience that saves time on busy mornings. 对 Alex 来说，网络银行很方便，能在忙碌的早晨节省时间。 Convenience 的形容词是 convenient， 意思是方便的，例如 It's convenient for Eva to shop online, especially when stores close early.对 Eva 来说，网络购物很方便，尤其是当商店提早打烊时。Convenience 的反义词是 inconvenience， 意思是不便或是麻烦。例如 ，Losing internet access was a serious inconvenience when he tried to find his flight information。当他试着查询航班资讯时，网络断线造成了很大的不便。And that's all for today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
All right, friends, let's talk about how exactly it works if you decide to go to an all-inclusive resort.
Okay, we are going to talk about the pros and the cons of an all-inclusive resort, friends. So first, we're going to talk about that word pro.When we're talking about the pros of something, we're talking about the good sides or the advantages.
Here's another example. The pro of booking a vacation early can be lower prices. Now, there is an opposite of pro as well.
That's right. That's that word con. So the con would be the negative aspects of something.
Okay. So the pro of an all-inclusive resort is convenience. Everything a person needs is in one place, which makes them especially popular with families,couples, and even first-time travelers.
I can see how this would be a really good choice for me and my family. I can just worry about spending time with and having fun with my kids instead of figuring out what to eat or where to eat or what to do next.
Absolutely. I remember when I was young, we went on a family vacation to one of these in Belgium. My parents were very busy around that time, but this just simplified our time away.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so here we see that one of the major pros is convenience. Another advantage is cost control. That goes back to the idea of budgeting we talked about earlier.
Yeah, you can control how much you're paying. Sometimes if you pay for each thing individually,It's hard to keep track of how much you've spent overall, and you might spend more than you wanted to.
Right. Like our article says here, since you pay up front, it's easier to stick to a budget and avoid surprise expenses.
Okay, so you're paying up front. This means you pay the full amount before you get something.
Here's an example of how you can use pay up front in a sentence.You must pay up front for the tour.
Right, so you pay for it and then you enjoy it. You pay up front so it's easier to stick to a budget. Anne-Marie, what does that mean?
Okay, if you stick to something, it means that you follow it or you stay with something. You don't change.
Yeah, let's use that in another sentence. It's important to stick to your plan when you're shopping at the grocery store so you don't buy expensive things.
All right, let's look at some of the cons now of these resort vacations. However, there are also cons to consider. It is highly possible that guests may feel limited to the resort and not explore the local area as much as they might otherwise.
Yeah, it's a specific kind of vacation. Sometimes you travel to another country to explore the local culture. At these resorts, you won't get too much of that.
Yeah, it makes sense. If I've paid a lot of money for an all-inclusive resort, I'm not going to want to leave. I've already paid for everything I need right there.
Absolutely. What else do we see? Some people also feel the food or activities can become repetitive after a few days.
Let's talk about that word repetitive together, friends. Repetitive means done the same way many times.
Yeah, over and over. Here's another example. My job felt repetitive after a while as I did the same tasks every single day.
I think this might depend on what kind of resort you go to. If you go to a type of resort where the food is the same every day or they don't vary the activities, I definitely think it could get repetitive.
I think it probably also depends on the size. The bigger the resort is, the more options there are going to be.
And if there's more options, it won't feel so repetitive. What do you think about this, friends? This is a good thing for you to talk about and think about in English as we go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 it 加 be 动词加形容词加 that 的句型。来看这个句子。It is highly possible that guests may feel limited to the resort.It 在这里当虚主词，真正的主词是 that 子句，但因为过长，为了避免头重脚轻，所以移到句尾用 it 来代替。 be 动词后面的形容词 possible 是描述 that 子句表示的情况。另外除了 be 动词，也可以用连缀动词 seem 和 become 来看例句。After the short interview, it became obvious that he was the best candidate for the job. 在简短的面试之后，很显然的，他是这份工作的最佳人选。
Friends, we've reached the end of today's lesson, and you know what that means. It's time to look at today's talk about it question. Would you go to an all-inclusive resort for a vacation? Why or why not?
Amory, my answer is definitely. I wouldn't want all of my vacations to be like this. I do love exploring different cultures and foods, but sometimes it's nice if a vacation is actually relaxing.
I think you've hit on a good point there, Garrett, because I was thinking about this question too. Would this be a good vacation for my family? We usually take two small trips a year. We don't often do very big vacations, but I think every few years, going to something like a resort could be a really nice, relaxing break.
Yeah, after I got married, my wife and I went on a honeymoon, a trip you do after your wedding. We didn't want any stress. We just wanted to enjoy the time together, so we went to one of these.
That makes a lot of sense.What do you think, friends? Would you like to go to an all-inclusive resort for vacation? Think about that in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.